let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The compulsively readable autobiography, Shadows Over the Sun, by Gisele Robin, traces the journey of a remarkably courageous woman from a childhood under Nazi Germany through her marriage, then emigration to Australia to make a new start by developing an organic winery in South Australia, after traumatic experiences she's had to battle with bipolar mental disorder. Gisele tells her story in flawless prose and with compelling honesty. This is the story of a young woman. She was born in 1935, grew up in the Second World War in Hamburg, Germany. After high school, accepted as one of the first 10 women for a public service career, where she attended the College for Public Service Administration and managed large government projects successfully. Now, in 1964, emigrated with her Hungarian husband to South Australia, where they founded the first organic winery in Australia. He was the winemaker, Gisele was the manager. They adopted a son in 1970. Their marriage gradually deteriorated. Gisele left the winery after their divorce with no money in 1976 and started another life with a new partner. He was killed in a tragic accident a year later. Through all these episodes of lost dreams, Gisele has had to deal with the onset of bipolar disorder, which led her to many challenges, but in spite of that, she was 4 times self-employed in the winery, a gift shop, plant nursery in Peterborough, South Australia, and as a self-publisher. She won the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award for 2017 in the U.S. for Shadows Over the Sun. And Gisele J. Robin, author of Shadows Over the Sun, joins us via Skype from Adelaide, Australia, on This Week in America. Gisele, welcome to the program. It is so great to have you with us today.
Good day, Rick. It's such a privilege to be on your program.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you with us. Gisele, talk about this inspiring story. Let's talk about the inspiration for the book. When did you get the idea that you could help others by sharing your story? How did this come about?
Well, the idea came from other books. One of my favorite hobbies is reading. I love books. And from a very early age in my life, I had the wish to be able to write my own book.
And you've been able to do that and so well, and to help other people in the process. As we go through, I'll give you all the information on the book, where it's available here in the United States. What are the plans after writing this book? The book is now written, and as I say, you're touching so many people worldwide. What are your plans after writing this?
Well, I really want to continue the life I'm reading now. I have a very active social life with friends and 2 interest groups, the Fluorite Ladies Progress Group and my walking group. But apart from that, I have strong links to the US by keeping contact with NASA and the National Science Foundation weekly. I get the news weekly. And I listen to TED Talks. And another interest is supporting Doctors Without Borders and an independent news service in Delhi. And a new plan is to repeat my Esperanto course because I lost a lot of the language by not using it.
Yes.
And would be very happy to be can communicate with the international circle of my teacher, Professor Trevor Steele.
Boy, you are certainly busy. All of these activities going on. And with us on the program today is Gisele J. Robin. Her book is called Shadows Over the Sun. It's available at authorreputationpress.com, other places as well. If you go to our website, you can link on to the website, go directly, get more information on the book. You've done such a wonderful job in writing this. Do you plan on doing more writing?
I will always be writing, but I'm actually in the moment the editor of a newsletter, and I write articles for magazines and correspond with politicians when topics fire me on. I would not want to write another book. I would like to spend my time learning more. And that starts with the language. And also, I'm always interested in research. And I do hope sincerely that Google is not withdrawing the search engine away from Australia.
Boy, that is so helpful, isn't it? It's amazing all the things we can do now with a little assistance. It saves so many trips to the library as you're doing research and putting things together. The name of the book is Shadows Over the Sun. Talk about how you came up with this and explain why you chose that title for your story.
Actually, the title was not the first title of the book. I named it Road to Happiness. But my first editor disapproved of it because he said it gives too much away. I should find something more mysterious. My life was dark and light. And I started to think of shadows. And what better to express this, the light is the sun. I kept these two words in mind and made it Shadows Over the Sun to be mysterious.
Well, and it is, and it's interesting, the thought process that goes into a title. It's so important. It's sort of like an elevator speech for your book. It gives us some idea of what we're going to find out. In this case, just a glimpse of what we're going to find out in Giselle's book. Talk about why you write. What fascination do you get out of that? How does it help you and help the reader?
Well, I think a lot, and I like to express my thoughts in words for people to understand me. Apart from that, I have notepads everywhere where I sit in my house and make notes about ideas which I want to use in the future.
Giselle Robin, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Giselle J. Robin. The book available at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, the usual places. The title of the book is Shadows Over the Sun. What did you have to go through to write this book? As you're reading it and you're really sharing highs and lows in your life, how difficult was it to write this book? What did you go through in writing Shadows Over the Sun?
Writing a book was the last thing I wanted to do in my life. I wasn't well though, but I did want to download my experience and challenges for other people to find hope and courage to face their own problems. And nobody really knew me, including my family, because I moved a lot and they lost track of me. And therefore, they needed to know who I really am.
What did this do? I'm sorry.
I had actually, by remembering the experiences I had, an episode of bipolar. And after finishing the manuscript, I had another episode of bipolar. And because I couldn't see a purpose in my life anymore, and that's always important to me.
I was going to ask what impact this had on you in going back and reliving these moments to tell the story, and you answered that. The book is Shadows Over the Sun by Giselle J. Robin, our guest on the program. What motivated you in producing this book, in writing this book, in sharing it? And you mentioned that it gave people a chance maybe to better understand you. Was that one of the main reasons in writing this?
At first it was, yes. It has changed so. Well, at first I wanted to write the book for my family and friends to really know who I am. And I had it printed for them, and my friends encouraged me to publish it, and I did. I had a great speaker to publish my book in the library in Aldinga, and the book was well received, and it had many positive comments. And
it really has been very well received, and so many people talk about your honesty. How important was that to you, not to sugarcoat the story, but to tell the story with everything that might be painful for you to share, but to be effective, you really needed to do that, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually believe in facts. I don't like to have anything surrounding of the facts. And I put the facts down. I always go to the sense of the issue and right to the point. And in this case, I gave actually hope to people with tough challenges and inspired others to write their own story.
And you've done that so well. The book by Giselle Robin is called Shadows Over the Sun. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly and get information on Giselle's book. How long did it take you to write this book? Because, this really starts almost at the beginning and up through so many different experiences in your life. How long did it take to write this?
It took me two years to write the book. But it took another 2 years to have it edited. I found an editor who offered to edit for nothing. And she was very busy and I had to fit in. So it took 2 years more.
Well, and the end result is helping people. What do you hope the takeaway is, people, when they read the book, Shadows Over the Sun? What do you want people to take away from reading your story?
The book makes engaging reading for everybody. But in our COVID crisis, it's very important that people find hope and courage to fight their tough challenges like loss of employment, their home or both, and even loved ones, and also end up with mental illness. Especially people with mental illness, I want to address with my experience to give them links to lead a manageable life with the illness and have a happier life by following my experiences.
Well, you certainly were able to do that in such a productive life that you were continuing to lead. It's unfair to have you summarize the book in the closing time, but I'm going to ask you to do that anyway. I went through in the beginning some of the different issues you went through. Boy, some of the highs and some of the lows. Can you give us sort of a brief summary of the book?
Actually, you did that in the beginning for the introduction. You gave a whole coverage of the contents of my book.
And then
I can't really add a lot to it. Only that I lead a happy life now. And I started a journey for myself.
You have, and it's so inspirational. Were there times as you were going through all of these different issues you dealt with that you didn't know where you were going to go next? I mean, did you feel that frustration? Did you feel that almost depression that how am I going to survive this?
Yes. But I did. There was always when I had big losses, which happened 5 times in my life, including loss of loved ones. That was 5 times loss of my own assets. I hardly ever knew after that happened what to do. But there was always something left where I could start with. It was mainly my experience in life. But it was always something. I have actually a scroll and a picture. And my assets have been stolen 7 times. And the scroll was Athena. And you call it Athena, I think. She is the goddess of wisdom and yes, protector of owls. My mother called me an owl. And the protector of owls started my collection of hours. And I wanted wisdom all my life. And I thought in the beginning, knowledge is wisdom, but that is not the case. You need to apply your experience. And that's what I think is important in life.
We learn about you in the book by Giselle Robin, the book is Shadows Over the Sun. We learn a lot about you. Did you learn something about yourself as you went back and went through all of these different experiences in your life and put the book together? And I know that you mentioned before that you struggled. It created some mental issues as you were doing this. What did you learn about yourself and the toughness that you've got to get through all of these? And you came out stronger than ever.
When I was born, my parents wanted a boy. I didn't fill their expectations. My father didn't look at me for 3 months. My mother was intentional because of that. And that caused, unconsciously, a big inferiority complex. And I have been able, through my experience in life, to overcome that, to not listening to what people think about me, to just listen to myself, to my conscience. That's the main thing I learned.
Giselle's story is a story of the triumph of determination and optimism in the face of tougher challenges that many of us can only imagine surviving and how we would do that. What has this been like for you now in having the book written, having it out there, reading the reviews, and knowing some people get in touch with you and tell you that you helped save their lives, other people you know have, and they're literally all over the world. What's this experience been like for you as a published author and having that book out there and being able to help people?
That's the main reason I wrote it for. Now, that's apart from people getting to know me, this is much more important to be able to help people with my experience.
As you're reading, you're thinking, boy, a book like this would have been helpful to you as you were going through all of these circumstances. What did you fall back on? Because there wasn't a Shadows Over the Sun that you could see somebody else's story and how they got through. Was it just this determination, this knowledge, this wisdom, this optimism that you had that got you through all of these episodes?
Well, writing the book is very therapeutic. You download your experiences, the good ones and the bad ones. And it gives you a distance, a freedom after doing that. And that is a very, very positive experience.
And to sit back and think that because I've shared my story, people will get to know me more, which is one of the goals that you had. And also people that never knew you before will learn from what you went through and will remember, well, Giselle went through a period and she made it through. I can go it through as well. I'll just pick up on some of her determination. Boy, Giselle, the time has gone by so quickly. Joining us from Australia, where it's early morning as we're taping this up, got up early in the morning to be with us on the program. You can see the video version of the program if you go to YouTube, and if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, in the videos tab, you'll be able to watch the YouTube version of this. The book is Shadows Over the Sun. You'll find the book at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places you can link on by going to our website. Giselle Robin, our guest on the program, that's Giselle Robin, R-O-B-I-N, book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Giselle, I've been looking forward to this, and this really has been a pleasure to have you on the program to share your story, the inspirational story of your life. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so privileged and I'm thrilled. I was a bit nervous in the beginning, but I think I told you what I wanted to say.
Well, you've done an excellent job in doing that, and I really appreciate you spending time with us. Giselle Robin, author of Shadows Over the Sun. Book available, again, authorreputationpress.com, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.